From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake that struck Nepal on Saturday claimed more than 1,000 lives, left many more injured, and triggered avalanches on Mount Everest. From New Delhi, Anjana Pasricha reports.
The massive scale of the tragedy unfolded in the hours after the earthquake, flattened homes, damaged buildings, and split open walls and roads in the bustling Kathmandu Valley, home to 2.5 million people and Nepal's main cities. But the devastation could be much wider. India is assisting a rescue effort in the tiny neighboring country. One plane with a 40-member disaster rescue team and relief supplies has been dispatched, and three more were scheduled to arrive later Saturday. Indian Foreign Secretary Subramaniam Jaishankar says the effort will be scaled up on Sunday.
Tomorrow there will be many more aircraft movements which will carry in ready-to-eat meals, which will carry in water, which will carry in medical supplies.
Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Polls opened Saturday in Togo for its presidential election. President Faure Gnassingbé is seeking a third five-year term, which would keep his family in power for nearly 50 years. Opposition leader Jean-Pierre Fabre, who also ran for president in the last election, is expected to come in second in the single-round presidential poll. Islamic State militants exploded three suicide car bombs at the border crossing between Iraq and Jordan Saturday in an attack officials say killed at least four Iraqi security forces. At least 10 others were reported wounded in the blasts. This is VOA News. European Union finance ministers meeting in the Latvian capital of Riga played down speculation Saturday that they are making plans for a potential Greek exit from the Eurozone. They also expressed hope that peer criticism would encourage Greece to implement economic reforms necessary to unlock the final payment of the bailout package offered by the Eurozone and the International Monetary Fund. Australians and New Zealanders mark the 100th anniversary of the failed landings during World War I at Gallipoli. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
To many Australians and New Zealanders, the slaughter at Gallipoli in northwestern Turkey saw their fledgling nations come of age. Both were former British colonies and had gone to war as independent countries for the first time. The sacrifice and heroism of the Anzacs, the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps, are widely credited with instilling a sense of national self-confidence. In New Zealand's capital, Wellington, Australia's Governor-General Peter Cosgrove said the Anzacs had created unshakable ties between the Pacific neighbours.
The bonds that were created there and existed thereafter were built on trust and respect and a shared experience. That bond continues to bind our nations together forever.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The U.S. Homeland Security Secretary says fewer people are attempting to illegally immigrate into the country along the U.S. southwestern border. Last year, a wave of unaccompanied children immigrated into the U.S., but Secretary Jay Johnson said Friday the number of children attempting to enter the country illegally this year has declined by 45%, following an aggressive campaign to stem the tide. Police in the U.S. city of Baltimore, just north of Washington, are expecting hundreds of demonstrators for Saturday's March for Justice following the death of a man who died after being in police custody. For nearly a week, there have been daily demonstrations since Freddie Gray died a week after suffering a spinal cord injury following his arrest on April 12th. He ran from police before being caught carrying a knife and dragged into a police van. 25 years ago Saturday, the Hubble telescope was deployed from the Space Shuttle Discovery, loaded with a dazzling array of instruments designed to tell us about the universe. It has succeeded in capturing phenomenal images of space. Hubble has painted a picture of the solar system and beyond that has changed astronomy forever. Please look at our website, voanews.com. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.